We continue our learning. Here's a person who walked into the Azara Tahor. He was not Tameh when he walked in. But he became Tameh in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Let's say he touched a dead mouse, he became Tameh. But he got so excited about being the Beis HaMikdash, he completely forgot that he became Tameh. So he has this state of unawareness. But he remembers he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or let's say, or let's say he remembers he became Tameh, but he forgot he's in the Beis HaMikdash. Or he forgot both. He forgot he became Tameh and forgot he's in the Beis HaMikdash. And so now, under what circumstances would it be chayev the karban olev yore? So Mishnah says, v'hishtachava, let's say he bowed. If he bowed in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he bowed and then rushed out, he's already going to be chayv karban olev yore for the fact that he's in the Beis HaMikdash and is tameh. Even if he didn't bow, but he delayed enough time that it takes to do the average person the amount of time to bow, which we assume is the amount of time it takes, the Gemara says, to read the following pasuk in Divir Hayom and Beis Perek Zayin, which is Vayichru'u Apayim Arza, obviously it's referring to bowing, Vayichru Apayim Arza Al Haritzpa Vayishtachavu Vahodos Lashem Ki Tov Ki Lilam Chasdo. However long it takes to get that pasuk, 2 seconds, let's say, whatever, 3 seconds. So that's the amount of time that if you delay, even if you don't bow, if you delay in this state of tumah, so you're going to be chayv karban olev yore. Or balo ba'aruka, which means he has the ability to leave the azara a shorter way, and he ends up taking the longer route out. So, and this would be true even if he didn't wait that significant amount of time. In all of these cases, chayev is going to be chayev karban olev yore, like anyone who walked into the Beis HaMikdash tameh. Even though he walked in tahor, he became tameh to the Beis HaMikdash, he delayed or bowed, whatever it may be, he's going to be chayev. But biktara, but let's say he didn't bow, and he didn't delay the amount of time it takes to bow, and he ran out the shortest way possible, then Potter, he does not have to bring a karban olev yore. And then the Mishnah says, Zohi mitzvas aseh sheba mikdash she'en chayavin aleha. This is a positive command to the Beis HaMikdash for which the Sanhedrin will not be chayav, the famous par helem davar shel tzibur. Let's remind ourselves something we learn in Sanhedrin. If the Sanhedrin makes an erroneous ruling with respect to an avera for which you chayav a korban chatas, Bishogeg and Kares Bimezid, and most of Am Yisrael follow this, and I gave the example, let's say, based in Idan Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares, and you chai v'chatas if you did a Bishogeg. So let's say based in said to the Jewish people, rice cakes are not food, they're really cardboard, and there's nothing, no problem with eating it on Yom Kippur. So most of Am Yisrael said, okay, better than nothing, let's eat rice cakes. So that's what most of Am Yisrael did, and then the Sanhedrin did a little more research, and they realized, although it may taste like cardboard, really rice cakes our food, and therefore everyone, my gosh, most of Am Yisrael ate on Yom Kippur. They violated an Isser Chatas if it were B'shogeg, and if it were B'chayev, a Chayev Kares, they are Chayev to bring this bull, this par, known as the Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. It is the unawareness of the congregation based on an erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. So that is true when you're going to be Chayev a regular carbon chatas, like eating on Yom Kippur, eating chametz on Pesach, and the like. But our Mishnah is dealing with carbon olev yore. Carbon olev yore is not a chatas, is not a classic carbon of a carbon chatas, which is a female goat, but rather this depends on how much money you have. Is it going to be are you bringing sheep? Are you bringing birds? Are you going to bring a mincha? And therefore, this halach in such a case, if based in, let's say, made an erroneous ruling, let's say based in said, yeah, most of Am Yisrael were tameh, and they said, or became tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Sanhedrin ruled, not a problem, you can walk out the longer way, take your time to walk out. And then they realized they made a mistake. So the Mishnah Horios in Perek Bay says, Ein chayavin al aseh val lo aseh sheba mikdash. The Sanhedrin is not chayv to bring this par helem davar shel sibur korban, if they make an erroneous ruling on a positive or negative commandment in the Beis HaMikdash. What's an example of a positive commandment? That is, v'shalchu mena machaneh, kol tzorua v'chol zah v'chol tamei lanafesh. That's the positive commandment written in Parshas Naso, that get out of the Beis HaMikdash if you're tamei. And that's our example, where we tell you to get out. And here they're ruling that the person that doesn't have to rush out. So that is an aseh sheba mikdash nanachai for. Not only that, even the lo taseh is a mikdash. Let's say your yoledes, the woman who gave birth, is tamei. It says vel mikdash lo tavo, or velo yitamu es machanehem. These are all negative commandments. But here also, if Beis Din says, oh, you can come into the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a problem in your state of tumah. That, since the korban is not a regular chatas, it's a korban olav yored, For that type of korban, there's no par helem davar shel tzibur for the Sanhedrin when they make an erroneous ruling in that area of halacha. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad is to continue that Mishnah that we just quoted in Horios, where the Mishnah says that ein chayavin ala seiv alos aseh sheba mikdash. The Mishnah concludes by saying aval chayavin ala seiv alot aseh sheba nida. But Beis Din will be chayav a par helem davar shel tzibur if they make an erroneous ruling for a positive or negative commandment when it comes to the iser nida. Obviously, iser nida is an iser kares, but there they will be chayav if they make a wrong ruling and people follow. Now, what does that mean in aseh alot aseh sheba nida? So Mishnah explains. What would be a positive commandment? It doesn't the negative commandment, but what would be a positive commandment by Nida, which would be, let's say, comparable to this positive commandment in Tumas Mikdash? When it came to Tumas Mikdash, what did we say? We said, oh, if you're Tumah, you realize you're Tumah, became Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, get out as quickly as you can. That's a positive commandment. Proactively, leave the Beis HaMikdash. Not a negative commandment, it's a positive commandment. If you're already in the Beis HaMikdash, make sure you rush out. What would be an example of a positive commandment with respect to Tumas when it comes to the Isra of Nida? So that's what Mishnah wants to know. Ezu ve'ezui mitzvah saseh she'chayev an olef, for which, if Beis Din made an erroneous ruling and allowed such a thing, they would be chayev a korban ole, they would be chayev a par helem davar shel tzibur. So Mishnah gives the following example. Hayah mishamesh im atahora, a man is intimate with his wife, whose tahorish is not a Nida. V'amalo, and she says, nitmesi. Right away, they're in the middle of the act, and she says, became a Nida. Upirish miyad, and he separates himself from her immediately, chayav. He is chayav kares. Assuming he does this b'mezid and knows he cannot do so, he's going to be chayav a korban chatas. If he's shogeg or mezid, he's going to be chayav kares. Now, what did he do wrong? He's separating from his wife. She says she's a nida. He's not supposed to be intimate with her. So the mission explains why. The b'nei she yitziyaso hanalo kibiyoso. Because his separation from her physically, it gives him hana, just like having bia, just having relations. What he's supposed to do, since there's an Isser Kares for him to withdraw in a state of erection, so he has to wait until his erection passes. Then he can withdraw, and then that would be permissible. And where's this derived from? So the pasuk says, "Utehi nidasa alav." So that's, what does that mean? It means that there's a case where the husband and wife should remain together, and so her nida should remain with him. Very strange. Yes, even in a state of nida, she should remain with him. And if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and says, no, in such a case, he should withdraw immediately, so they're going to be chayiv, their par helem davar shel tzibur. Obviously, there are many cases that we could find that where there's going to be potential issur kares involved, where if Sanhedrin made an erroneous ruling, they'd be chayiv par helem davar shel tzibur. Why do we give this example? Because this is exactly like the previous Mishnah. He was able to enter, so to speak, same thing as the Beis HaMikdash. It was a state of Tara. It was permissible. And now we're telling you have to withdraw. So it's comparable to the previous Mishnah with the Beis HaMikdash.